Why do they do it? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Warning, graphic description ahead.
It's lying in a morgue in Misrata, in a city in the middle of the country, on a bloodied mattress, and the spectators can't take their eyes off it.
Poor Gaddafi. He died before the world could even agree on how to spell his name. Why didn't he just make himself into a fairy tale king, the way the British do it, so you can be a tourist attraction while you're still alive? But no, Gaddafi wants the real thing, and he ends up scampering into a graffiti-covered drainage culvert and is executed with his own golden pistol, reportedly by a teenager who didn't realize that summary execution of prisoners is a war crime. Boy, is his conscience going to hurt. Why do dictators do it? Why do they become dictators and blow off elections and boss people around? I'm sure it's fun to cast statues of yourself and make four-hour speeches, but the firing process is look at the pictures. Your enemies are really going to mess you up. Gaddafi was once a dashing young idealist. I asked a professor of military history if there are any red flags that typically mark the moment when a ruler crosses that line from idealist to monster.
I think when he gets the first good-looking East German security women to be his bodyguards.
See, but really, are the bodyguards gorgeous enough to be worth ending your life in a culvert? Future tyrants, look and learn. An election or two wouldn't kill you. Losing isn't that bad. America is full of losing politicians on lucrative lecture circuits. Why do you guys delude yourselves like this? Yeah, I know. The only thing more delusional than a tyrant who thinks you'll last forever is to think that they won't keep trying. Everybody thinks they're Castro. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.